Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back to the show. I do want to just notify you that in an effort to increase and improve how you receive Chai FM on your radio in Joburg, our tech team are working on the Chai FM tower, and they've been doing it since 11 o'clock this morning, and they'll be doing it until midday today. So you may have interruptions in your transmission in Joburg, but you can still listen to Chai FM on the app or via our website as normal and without interruption, and you'll find the link on the Chai FM website. And thank you so much for your understanding. Just by the way, I've been looking at kimchi, and there are lots of recipes, and they talk about how good it is for your gut health and for your immune system, and. So anyone out there has got a good kimchi recipe, share it with us, because I'm sure a few of us are going to be shopping later and making this delicious kimchi, just to be an active participant in getting healthier and healthier. So our next guest, Jolene van Wyk, is a breast cancer survivor, and she's a qualified neuro coach. Jolene, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you so much.
So Jolene, was it a year ago that you were diagnosed with breast cancer?
It was actually in September 2023. Okay. I was 46 at the time.
And how did your journey, this radiation, because I know it was radiation therapy and this, what was that journey like for you?
It was daunting. It was a shocking diagnosis in the first place, because like anyone that receives this type of news, you always think it will never happen to me.
Yeah.
But I quickly accepted that it's real and that I needed to deal with it. So after seeing my wonderful surgeon and oncology team, we did surgery. And 8 weeks after surgery, I started radiation at the Mill Park Radiation Therapy Unit. And yeah, that's where it all started.
Now, you were into corporate and working and doing your thing, and then you decided to leave corporate. This was a good few years before you were diagnosed with breast cancer. Can we go just back to that for a moment, Jolene? Just what it was there one particular thing where you just thought, I can't do it anymore? And why did you leave? What happened?
Yeah, actually, I left corporate in 2019. An opportunity came up at the company where I was able to leave and then start my own business. But for about 4 years before that, I think I'd started suffering burnout. So it really was a tough time. I loved my corporate life. I loved the company that I worked for. But I think for 4 years towards the end of my tenure, I just realized that there's got to be more to life. And I was incredibly burnt out. And when I did leave, I started looking into studying coaching. And this is where I came across neurocoaching. And it intrigued me because I've studied psychology as well. And it was an opportunity for me to then become qualified and start working with other corporate women who were suffering from burnout.
Hmm. Just keeping on that subject of burnout, you spoke about that those four years before, even though you were loving your job, there was still this burnout. So maybe you can just share with us what that felt like for those 4 years. And because, as you said, I mean, it was an opportunity at work that made you then leave and then start your own business. But did you realize you were in a dangerous place in those 4 years?
Not at all. Not at all. I actually thought that there was something wrong with me because it just felt like I was going deeper and deeper into this black hole, and nothing I did was right. And it became a very toxic situation, but I didn't realize it until towards the end. And only when I got out of it did I realize how bad it was. And what it actually was, because I started doing research and I started seeing a coach myself. And only looking back did I realize that it was actually burnout.
Mm. amazing how many people suffer with burnout and different degrees of burnout, and we start to, think that it's acceptable to feel a certain way. So 4 years, so you gave up corporate, you then went into your own business, you qualified as a neuro coach, helping other women with burnout. So you were starting, I presume, to feel a whole lot better. And then you had the diagnosis in September 2023. So as you say, this shock diagnosis, especially with doing the kind of work that you did, how were you, besides going and having the surgery and then going for radiation therapy, how were you applying your mind, your work, whilst going, whilst on this journey?
It was tough in the beginning, Nikki. Everyone has good days and bad days. And I said to my breast surgeon at one of my consultations, sometimes it's difficult to coach yourself in these situations. So luckily I had a coach and someone that I could lean on. And it was just a matter of just trying to stay positive and doing everything you can to stay healthy, get healthy and stay healthy.
Are you still there, Jolene?
Yes, sorry, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you now perfectly. Maybe we can just expand and unpack what a neuro coach is. So how is it different to others, other coaching? I'm presuming brain wiring. Can you just tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, so neuro coaching is just a coaching modality that fuses neuroscience, psychology, and CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy. CBT works on the premise that our thoughts, behaviors, and emotions affect how we operate. So neuro coaching then is based on the idea that the brain has the ability to rewire itself and create new pathways in order to support a person's desired outcomes or desired goals. So it helps people gain insights into themselves, such as recognizing emotions or habits that are no longer serving them in a beneficial way, and focuses the attention on creating new ways of thinking and building resilience and helping them become more aware of their potential.
Which is so important in life, and certainly when you've been diagnosed with cancer or other challenges in life, right? Looking at
Absolutely.
the thoughts and the emotions that come up. So you had all of this, and you went on, as you say, all your struggles, but coming out of this, you decided to reach out and help others. Maybe, start these support sessions. Maybe you can just speak to that.
Yeah, sometimes when I was going for radiation treatment, obviously I didn't realize that it's an everyday occurrence. It happens Monday to Friday. Saturday and Sunday, you get off for your body to rest and recover. But through sitting in the waiting room, a lot of people are there with their support systems. I personally was there with my dad. He was a huge support to me. He came with every day for 6 weeks and
Wow.
just sat in the waiting room just next to me. But it's sometimes a very lonely journey because sometimes you feel like it's just you. And you also need to realize that some people that are there are still suffering side effects from chemotherapy. Some people still have to face surgery after radiation. There's some people even struggling with more than one cancer at one time. So I realized that through this all, we're all trying our hardest to just survive and get out the other side feeling better and being healthy. And we all have these emotions like fear, anxiety, anger. And I thought, as a coach, I'm sitting here, and how can I help these people get through this? And that's when I actually, my radiation therapist was an angel. She was so lovely. All of them are so lovely. And she asked me one day, what do you do? And I explained to her, I'm a neuro coach and what we do. And I was able, through their manager, Mary Ann, I was able to do a few staff coaching sessions, and it was hugely beneficial for them. And that's where the whole idea came of helping patients, starting a support group.
Is this Dr. Hugo, Jolene?
It's Dr. Hugo. Hugo was my radiation oncologist, but the manager of the radiation therapy unit is Marianne and her staff.
I see. And so you, women, is it just for women? I mean, I know we're talking about breast cancer, but I'm sure when you, you know, there are lots of other people who go for treatment. Is it just women who gather?
At this stage, it's predominantly women, but it's open to everyone. I mean, it's open to men as well. I've had one or two men come through, but yeah, it's predominantly women. I think women are a little bit more open to sharing their feelings and their experiences.
And so the idea is women come together and they share their stories and they connect. They have a cup of coffee afterwards. Do you give them tools and tips, or is it just a sharing session?
So initially the idea was to have an actual support group, which I ran on Saturdays, but quickly realized that it wasn't beneficial for anyone, because by the time Saturday rolls around after your radiation, you're so tired, you don't want to go back and sit in a support group. So we changed it. It's now morphed into a once a month tea and talk, and everyone comes together, and I just give a little quick motivational talk surrounding positivity, and I do different themes. My last theme was about dealing with anxiety, and yes, I do. I give some tools out on how to deal with anxiety and through breathing exercises and visualization exercises. And then afterwards, everyone enjoys a cup of tea or a sandwich or a muffin, and everyone can share their experiences.
Sounds amazing, Jolene. Is it open to everybody? And how do people get hold of you if they want to become a part of this group?
So at the moment, it's open to the Moorpark patients that are undergoing radiation. I also do one at Alberton, Netcare Alberton, and I'm on social media. I don't have a website. I'm on social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, and I have a Facebook group called Radiant Cancer Thrivers.
So people can get in contact with you via your social media.
Absolutely, yes.
Fantastic. Jolene, thank you so much. Just doing such amazing work. I love the idea of women coming together and being able to express and connect, and you coach them along. I think it's so important. So if anyone wants to get hold of you, as you said, they can do it on social media. And it's Radiant. Just say that again. It's Radiant.
It's Radiant Cancer Thrivers.
Radiant Cancer Thrivers. Jolene, thank you so much. Lovely having you on the show. Go well.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Jolene van Wyk, breast cancer survivor, qualified neuro coach. Just the importance of, you know, as Jolene was saying, you all have your support, but how often do you have groups of people who are going through the same thing where you can share? And we know that that's what the DL Link offers. It is that support, and it links everybody from the warrior to the family to friends. And this idea that maybe if you are a cancer warrior and it's difficult for you to express a fear, a frustration, an anger, a sadness with family members, you can do it with your family at the DL Link, those who are going through the same thing. So just amazing. So that's another group of people that you may want to join, Radiant Cancer Thrivers, supporting women through their cancer journey. So just before we do say goodbye, just a reminder that the Jerusalem Marathon is taking place on the 4th of April, that the DL Link every few months has got an amazing amazing fundraiser. We always talk about it, and you always rise to the occasion. But you know, this one and the 947, it's really for those of you who like to push yourselves and realize that you can do so much more than perhaps you imagined. And for those of you who love to do that on a regular basis, you get to do it and make a difference, because you will be able to run through the streets of Jerusalem, the beautiful streets of Jerusalem, and you get to honor a warrior every step that you take, really. So it isn't just a race. It's a chance to uplift lives, to bring hope to those who need it most, and also to uplift your life, because it is such an extraordinary experience. So, as I said, 4th of April. Now, flights are extremely limited. Spots are filling up. So if you want to, you're going to have to sign up ASAP. Go to the Deal Link website, www.deallink.co.za. Sign up. We do have two messages from people who've had interactions with the DL Link. And before we say goodbye, this is what they have to say.
Despite not wanting to be a burden on the DL Link after losing my son, the family called DL Link has embraced me nonetheless and has been part of my life ever since. From the minute Gabby walked into my door to check on me and to bring a gift of a journal, through to 2 years ago when we married our daughter and Michelle came to the chuppah, it's just been a most wonderful feeling to be part of such a special family, to meet people, to share with a group who understands where you're coming from. And all I can say to dear Link is Aluva Tzlichu, continue to draw strength from each other, from everything that you do, and Chazak Chazak.
Our journey began 10 weeks ago when my husband, a fit, healthy, energetic man throughout his life, was diagnosed with a malignant tumor in the pleura of the lung. Disbelief and total despair was the immediate response. The medical team was quickly put in place, but I was floundering emotionally. DL Link and their organizational support system was suggested as a positive path to follow. What an amazing, selfless team of people we have met, offering practical, emotional, and physical support and assistance. With this constant support, DL Link has enabled us to adjust to our new norm and provided us with a realistic way forward. With gratitude, Leslie.